consumers, to the Life Happens, Laugh Anyway podcast. I'm comedian Tracy DeGraff.
And I'm Catherine, co-host and bestie.
Welcome to the Pod Lab, Catherine. Today, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh.
There's a phone call. Just I'm okay. Ignoring. And a text.
Oh, my. Sorry.
It's all right.
Friends, we are in the Pod Lab, but we're just trying to pull it together. That's all I can say.
You got that right.
We're just trying to put one foot in front of the other and stay vertical.
That's right.
It's life.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the Life Happens part of this podcast.
Well, this season is tough.
It is.
Yeah.
Catherine's going through it right now. I like describe it like it seems like it's walking through waist-high mud. That's what it feels like to me as an outside observer. Like you can't really go forward easily.
No.
Her mom has Alzheimer's, and she's in the process of this journey, and it is really hard. So
And I got a couple phone calls right before I got here. One was on my way here while I was walking, and one was from the hospital. My mom is in the hospital right now. And then the other was from the memory care facility. And anyway, so both calls were troubling. And
very much so.
Yeah, upsetting. And then in between, so then right after I hung up, I'm texting with my sister, and we're just trying to not only process it, but figure out what they want from us and see how we can get that in place.
Right.
So
it's so hard. So many people are on that type of a journey with Alzheimer's or other kinds of conditions that just require like every ounce of your energy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a mindset to pray, please pray for the family. Yes. Pray for Doreen. Mm. She's really struggling physically, mentally, spiritually. Just pray for her in the
thick of it.
Yeah, in the condition that she's in. Pray that she will get the support and help that she very much needs and deserves.
And that she'll accept it. That's the biggest problem, is that she's not accepting it and getting highly agitated to the point where she's not manageable.
Right. And then that spills over on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, our prayers are with you, Catherine. And speaking of manners, that's what we're talking about today. Our podcast is on the topic of manners. Mm. And the way in which we came upon this topic is because Catherine and I just returned from a trip to Virginia. We went there for a comedy gig that I had with the Salisbury Women's Club, and it was amazing. Yeah. Those girls showed us, they treated us like we were their own kin.
Yeah, I hope that some of them are listening. They were great, those Salisbury ladies.
I know.
Yeah, they were great fun.
It just felt warm and comfortable from the first conversation that I had with them, with Judy, who was part of the leadership there. The very first conversation I had with her was just very welcoming. And of course, when we got there, they could not have been more accommodating.
Yeah, they were very hospitable, very welcoming. Yeah.
It's that Southern hospitality. We don't get that in Chicago. We don't. We don't. In Chicago, it's like you're on your own. Good luck.
And we're going to talk about that in this episode.
Well, here's how we came upon the manners topic.
Mm-hmm.
Judy from the Salisbury Women's Club, she recommended, because she asked me if I'd ever been to Virginia, and I said, no, I've never been there. And then she said, are you going to stay an extra day or two or whatever to look around? I said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
My friend and I are going to stay. And I told her that you had been to the area, but I hadn't. And she suggested that we go to one of two places, either Thomas Jefferson's home, or we could walk around Colonial Williamsburg. You could spend a whole day there. And I was more attracted to just walking around Colonial Williamsburg. The way she described it, it's kind of restored. It's actually, if you're listening and you're looking for a fun, kind of a long weekend or a vacation destination or whatever, I think it would be great for couples. It'd be great for families. And it's all like colonial America.
Yeah, especially if you like history.
Yeah.
And or even just have an appreciation of our beginnings in this country. And then it's a great place to visit. And a confession, when you asked me, what would you rather do, Thomas Jefferson home or Colonial Williamsburg? I was like, well, whatever you would like to do, you know, because you're the one. I mean, it's your gig. It's all that.
Right.
And
you wanted to do the other thing?
Well, I would have been fine either way. I like both of those things. It's just that when you do the one, that's it. Whereas I knew Colonial Williamsburg, because I'd been there before, had a lot to offer.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot. So.
Yeah, we flew into Richmond, Virginia, and that is where the event was, in Midlothian, Virginia. So then the next day we drove to this Colonial Williamsburg, which is about an hour drive. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So this is April. We're in April right now, 2024. And the season there, I don't know if every spring is as beautiful as the days that we got there, but it was absolutely the most beautiful weather.
It really was. And their gardens and their blooms are further along than ours are here in the suburbs of Chicago, over here in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're a little bit more south, so I think that's why.
Yeah. So we got to experience a Colonial Williamsburg. Well, in looking at the shops, we came upon this little pamphlet.
I love it.
And the pamphlet, it's put together just like it would have been back in 1701. This is from 1701.
Mm-hmm.
That's a while ago.
Yeah.
And it's tied together with string, and it's just a small pamphlet, and it says the School of Manners, or Rules for Children's Behavior. At church, at home, at the table, in company, in discourse, like discourse. I guess business.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What I'm thinking. Well,
at school, abroad, and among boys, of course.
Oh, so is this only for girls?
No, it's just, I think the boys need more instruction. I think the girls have common sense.
I'm taking it as how to behave around the boys.
I don't know. But and then it has a little last sentence that says, with some other short and mixed precepts. So it has a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is written by the author of the English Exercises, whomever that is. They don't name the author. They just said by the author of the English Exercises. This came out of London. Okay. So that's what prompted us to do an episode on manners, because we found this. It was $5. I bought it immediately because I was like, this is funny. So we're going to read from this. And we're also going to talk about manners today in 2024.
Yeah.
Which I think that's going to be great, too.
Yeah, I do, too. There's some good stuff there.
Yeah, there's a woman. Her name is Colleen Hammond. And she does, she has a YouTube channel, and she's a former meteorologist, and she does the top 25 manners for kids, toddlers, and adults. And her little, like, I don't know if it's called a podcast or her YouTube cast, whatever it is, it's called Coffee with Colleen.
Yeah.
So we're going to go over that. Then the third thing we're going to talk about is why manners matter. So just the two of us, we'll just talk about that. We have a scripture to share and a call to action. So that's how it's going to go. So let's start out with the 1700s. Did you have anything else that you wanted to add?
No.
All right.
Did we want to talk about our sponsors?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about them. Please, yes. Catherine, enlighten us. Tell us about the sponsorship program.
Our sponsors sponsor $5 a month, and it comes out automatically. All you have to do is go to tracydegraff.com, follow the prompts, and it's super easy. Or you could go to Patreon. And you can put in Life Happens, Laugh Anyway, and then you'll very easily, it'll pop up how you can contribute. It helps us keep going. It helps us pay for the platform and any upgrades, which we recently got, new mics. Hopefully you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
We can. Yeah. So hopefully you can too.
Yeah, and thank you to all of our current sponsors and future sponsors. So once you cross over the sponsor bridge, then we switch you over from humor consumer to humor contributor. So thank you to all of our humor contributors. All right, this is from the School of Manners, or Rules for Children's Behavior, from 1701. This is the type of behavior that children should have at church, okay?
Okay.
Let's see, there are 10 little rules for church. Here's the first one, number one. Decently walk to thy seat or pew. Run not.
Run not.
Run not.
You little snot.
I love it. Nor go wantingly.
Oh, not wantingly.
No.
No.
Goodness,
that's
no. What's wrong
very
with you?
Wanting.
Idiot. Number two. Rule number two. Sit where thou art ordered by thy superiors, parents, or masters.
I love. Oh. You cannot say that. Now, well, funny too, that it says where you are ordered, not where you're told.
Right, you're ordered.
You are ordered.
This is serious language, young Catherine. Lady. Number three, shift not seats, but continue in the same place.
So basically today we'd say, sit your butt down.
Right, and stay put.
That's how we rephrase it today.
Oh my gosh. I remember one time when I phrased it in a way that I shouldn't have to my son, Adam. Oh my gosh. He could still tell you about it. Anyway, number four, lend thy place for the easing of anyone that stands near thee.
Well, that's another way to say, give up your seat.
Yeah, get up.
Elderly or for a lady.
Right. Get up, move. Okay, number five, keep not too long a seat lent thee by another, but being eased, restore it.
Huh.
That.
How is a child supposed to know what that is?
Because it's all oldie worldy talk.
Yeah. Well,
basically, it means, it says don't sit there too long if you're like holding a seat for somebody or whatever. Oh, like, get up and let them have their seat. If you take somebody's seat because they were sitting there and they come back and they go, that was my seat. Then you get up and move.
Now, it kind of contradicts what we learned at the St. James Church where one had to pay for their pew. And, well, they rented it or paid for their pew, and that's where your whole family sat. So there would be no saving seats in those pews.
Well, whatever. Maybe the parents wanted a certain spot. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number six. Talk not in the church, especially in the time of prayers or preaching.
Oh, of course.
Duh. Do not... Don't talk.
Talk not. I want to go around talking like that. Now. I want to say, talk not. and then do the talk to the hand thing. Yeah, but I love will it. Add to it, talk not.
Okay, here's number seven. Fix thine eye upon the minister. Let it not wildly gander to gaze upon any person or thing.
Do not be looking at that young boy next to you, little miss. Gaze your eyes upon the... I almost said something I shouldn't say.
It says one eye. Keep thine eye.
Cyclops.
One eye.
Cyclops.
Okay, wait. Number eight. Attend diligently to the words of the minister. Pray with him when he prayeth. And, wait. And leaves in thy heart. Oh, at least in thy heart.
At least. Oh, okay.
In thy heart. And while he preacheth. Listen.
Okay, well, those are good. I agreeeth with that.
Wait, I'm not done.
Oh, there's more.
Preacheth, listen, that thou mayest remember.
Wow, that's a lot for a child.
Yeah, well, they want to get it in there.
Yeah,
like, they don't want it to just go buzzing over their heads. They want to get it in their hearts.
I do like how they admit, at least in your heart, you know.
Yeah, do your best.
Do your best.
Yeah. Okay. Number nine. Be not hasty to run out of church.
I love this part. This is the one that you did read to me on the plane.
Yeah.
Okay.
When the worship is ended, as of thou wert weary of being there. I'm done with you. I'm out.
So basically, pretend that you're not bolting for the door and that you're so glad that it's done.
All right. Okay.
I love that.
Number 10. Walk decently and soberly home. Without haste or
haste.
Without haste or wantonness. 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 It's wantonness.
Oh, for a second, I'm like, it sounds like Chinese food. Okay. Okay.
All right, so that's how
walk
you behave
decently
in church, yeah. Now, here's a few more. This is behavior at home. So this is how the kids are supposed to behave
behind
at home.
Closed doors.
Right. Number one, always bow at coming home and be immediately uncovered.
Well, take your coat off.
Right.
And hat.
Right.
And you must take your hat off.
And bow, whatever and it bow. Is.
Or I'm surprised it doesn't say curtsy.
No, it says bow.
That's just for the South.
Maybe this is just for boys because the boys need the help.
Boys, yes.
All right, number two. Be never covered at home, especially before thy parents or strangers. I don't know what that means.
I think it means, like, don't be wearing your overcoat and your little hat.
Okay. Number three. Never fit in Wait, I'm sorry. Never sit. See, the F's yes. and S's look the same. Yeah. Okay. Never sit in the presence of thy parents without bidding, though no strangers be present. So you can't sit down unless your parents say, you may sit.
Or you say, I bid you a good day.
Oh, okay. There you go. Number four. If thou pass by thy parents or by any place where thou feels them, either by themselves or with company, bow toward them.
Mm,
I would like that. I would like my boys to bow.
I would
bow
love
down.
My kids to stand hut. Just do the salute when I come by. I would love that.
I know. My family doesn't even notice.
Stand at attention.
Where's mom?
Your mother is in the room.
I want to hear trumpets. Okay, number five. If thou be going to speak to thy parents and see them engaged. Oh, you see them. And see them engaged in discourse or company, draw back.
Draw back.
Draw back and leave thy...
parents alone.
No, it says leave thy business until afterwards. But if thou must speak, be sure to whisper.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Do not be boisterous and obnoxious. And just, you know, get out of the way.
Well,
child,
I do remember parents saying children are to be seen and not heard.
Oh, yeah. I heard that maybe all the time.
That's where this came from. All right. Number six, never speak to thy parents without some title of respect, like sir, madam, forsooth, forsooth, F-O-R-S-O-O-T-H, and according to their quality. I don't know what
according
that means.
According to their quality.
Yeah, if they're bad parents. Just
yeah,
forget.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay. So the bad parents get called ma and pa. Yeah. And the good ones get called sir and ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Number seven. Approach near thy parents at no time without a bow.
Wow.
Number eight. Dispute not or delay to do thy parents' commands. I love that one.
I love it too. Speak not and do not.
Yeah. My dad had one, his one rule in life, the kids, was so easy.
He only had one?
Yeah, he only needed one.
Oh my gosh.
Do what you're told when you're told. That's it. That is it.
Well, yeah, I definitely had that. My dad was really strict. We'll get to that.
Anyway, number nine, go not forth of doors without thy parents' leave and return within the time them limited.
Basically, stick to your curfew.
Yeah, get home, mm-hmm. Catherine. What's mm-hmm. wrong with you? Mm-hmm. I'm partying, well. Pool hopping, getting arrested. Number 10. Come not into the room where thy parents are with strangers unless thou be called, and then decently and at bidding go out, or if strangers come in while thou art with them, it is mannerly with a bow to withdraw.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
So, yes. Just don't be approaching any adults unless you're called. And when you're called, then you bow and then you come forward only when you're given that permission.
Right.
Let's go.
Number 11. Use respectful and courteous, not insulting or domineering carriage or language toward the servants.
Oh.
Well, we okay. didn't have to worry about servants in my house. We were the servants. Turn the TV. Could you turn it to Channel 7? I want to watch, you know, Walter Cronkite. Gosh. Number 12. Quarrel not, nor contend with thy brethren or brethren with thy brethren or sisters, but live in love, peace, and unity.
Well, how can they with all those rules?
I don't know. Number 13, grumble not, nor be discontented at anything thy parents appoint, speak, or do. Wow. Parents were held in a high regard, and the kids had to toe the line.
Mm-hmm.
Number 14, bear with meekness and patience and without murmuring or funnels.
Whatever. Funnels?
Fullness? Something. I don't know. These letters. Oh, sullenness.
Sullenness. Okay.
Looks like the F's. Yeah, I'm telling
F,
you.
If the F is at the beginning of a word, it looks like this big... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Like if it's an S at the beginning of a word, it looks like an F.
And
like
also,
Frank.
Also at the end. It's also at the beginning and the end.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so anyway, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I've got one more.
That is so crazy.
Hold on.
Now, some of these, yeah, well, you're going to hear again, but in today's lingo.
Right. This is my last one for 1701.
Mm-hmm.
Rules for behavior in company. Okay. Mm. Number one, enter not into the company of superiors without command or calling, nor without a bow.
It's almost like, you know, dogs.
Yeah. It's a lot of bowing. Number two, sit not down in presence of superiors without bidding. Number three, put not thy hand.
Oh,
in the presence of others to any part of thy body without ordinarily discovered.
Basically, do not touch your privates.
It's basically what it is. Keep those hands visible.
It's like they can't even say that. They have to say those areas that shouldn't be discovered. It's your body, but you should not discover certain parts.
Right. That's funny. Number four, sing not nor hum.
What?
In thy mouth while thou art in company. I love that one. No singing or humming.
No singing or humming.
Yeah.
Can you whistle?
That didn't say.
Well, I bet you can whistle.
When you're in company of others, you mm-hmm. should keep your mouth shut. That's mm. what it's saying. I yeah. agree with that. I think there should be no singing or humming or whistling or all that. Just keep it tight. Okay. Number five, play not wantingly like a mimic with thy fingers or feet.
I do not understand that.
What's a mimic? Is like a bird?
Well, I'm thinking they're mimicking somebody who, I just don't know.
I think it means keep still. Don't be wiggling all over. Oh, here's number six.
But they're playing. It says don't play like that.
Whatever. It just keeps still. Don't do anything. That's what it means. Don't move your fingers and don't move your feet.
I don't know. How do you play? I don't know.
It's saying that when you're in the company of others, you don't goof around.
Yeah.
There's a time for playing, but not with this. Okay, number six. listen, daughter.
Mama.
Number six. Stand not wriggling with thy body hither and thither. Steady and upright. Stand still.
Ten hut.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Number seven. In coughing or sneezing, make as little noise as possible.
Achoo.
Exactly. Okay, get this one. If thou cannot avoid yawning, shut thy mouth with thine hand.
Do you ever see those people who are really trying to hold back a yawn?
Oh, God. Shut thy mouth with thy hand or handkerchief before it, turning thy face aside.
Do not let company see that you are, they are boring. Do not let the company know that you are bored with their talk.
Really?
Just pretend. That's what that's saying.
Hey, I have done, remember that show I did for the senior citizens? And I was, okay, I got to tell this story. This was early on in my career, right?
Yeah.
And I would take any gig anywhere.
Yeah.
This one was outside. And it was for a senior citizen group, and I was up before bingo.
And you would think outside, alert.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like the opening act for bingo for old people. So the old people were like, we want bingo. We want bingo. And no one was paying attention to me at all. In fact, some of them were sleeping, like they were slouched in their chairs.
Well, it's hard to absorb all of the stuff, but if someone's just saying B9, that's easy for them to just
and they could win
absorb.
Something.
Yeah.
Funny. All right. Number nine, when thou bloweth thy nose, okay, let thy handkerchief be used. And make not a noise in doing so.
That's right. Nobody wants to hear that. Is there anything about when they have to burp or have gas?
Gas? I haven't seen anything about that, but we'll
shocking.
See.
Shocking.
I love this one, and I wish that my husband would follow this rule because he does not.
Is it the chewing?
It's not chewing. Oh. Well, it is chewing, but it's chewing on his nails.
Oh.
He bites his nails.
I know he does.
He is 58 years old and has never clipped his fingernails, and you never see the white of his fingernails.
Okay.
Ever.
Oh, my gosh.
So he bites them. He gnaws them. He gnaws them down like a woodchuck.
Oh, my gosh. So, so what's the rule there?
Number 10. Gnaw not thy nails.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome.
Pick them not, nor bite them with thy teeth.
So it's a
and human he doesn't even use clippers on his toenails.
Oh,
he
we're just, back to Ron.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not over this.
He rips them off.
Ew.
He picks at them.
Ew.
So we'll be sitting watching TV or something, and he'll just be pick, pick,
and then
pick.
I come over, and then sometimes she'll say, don't mind what's down there.
The nails and the bits. Oh, gosh.
When you have thy company, like thy Catherine coming, it would be nice if you sweepeth the floor, Tracy.
Okay. Oh, that sucks. Okay. Number 11.
That's coarse language.
Oh, whatever. I was talking about a vacuum. You know, vacuum sucks.
Oh.
All right. Number 11. Spit not in the room, but in a corner, and rub it out with thy foot.
Oh.
Or rather, go out and do it abroad.
That's abroad?
I think I think it means outside.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I believe maybe they had like dirt floors. I don't know.
I'm surprised they didn't have a spittoon. One of those brass spittoons.
Light society, Catherine. They don't have spittoons. They're fancy homes.
Well,
maybe right next to their
chamber
pot. All right, number 12. Lean not upon the chair of a superior standing behind him. Mm. Number 13. Spit not upon the fire, nor sit too wide with thy knees at it. You shouldn't
keep your legs closed.
Yeah, keep your legs together.
Or crossed.
Oh, no. It says here, number 14, sit not with thy legs crossed, but keep them firm and felted and thy feet even. So you're supposed to just sit up straight and even.
Oh, excuse me.
Whatever.
Well, I think gentlemen can cross their legs.
Okay.
I guess not if you're a kid.
Number 15, turn not thy back to any. Place thyself conveniently and that none be behind thee.
Oh, yeah. I can't stand it when I'm talking to my children in particular when they were younger. And if they turn their back, no.
Number 16, read not letters, books, nor other writings in company unless there be necessity and thou ask leave.
Okay.
So don't be scrolling your phone. That pertains to today with get off your phone, pay attention to who's in front of you. Number 17, touch not nor look upon the books or writings of anyone unless the owner invite or desire thee. Mm. So keep your eyes to yourself. Mm. Number 18, come not near when another reads a letter or paper. Give them privacy.
Yeah.
Number 19,
respectful.
Let thy countenance be moderately cheerful, neither laughing nor frowning.
Oh.
But you have to just be perfect.
Kind of stoic. Okay.
Yeah, those English, that's how they are. Mm. Number 20, laugh not aloud.
Laugh not.
But silently smile upon occasion.
Oh my gosh. Holy cow.
Okay, that's not going to work. Thank God that's not true today.
Do you think they had kids with issues like ADD and things like that then?
No, because I think they beat it out of
them. I think they'd be slapped into submission or something. Because seriously, if a kid has ADD or what's the other one? Hyper ADD?
ADHD.
ADHD or autism or any of those things, they're going to just fail at all of this.
Well,
they're doomed.
Maybe. But they also lived in a time period where people didn't have the luxuries that we have today. So I would imagine that they were busy always figuring stuff out, like emptying the chamber pots and fetching water and,
stuffing
the mattress with straw.
They were busy. But I think today we're more occupied than ever. may not be busy with chores today, but we are so distracted and occupied.
Well, we have the attention span of a gnat.
Quiet time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because we have messages coming at us here and there.
Oh, it's
but you have to remember too that back then they just had like they didn't have any kind of preservatives or any coloring or any kind of any junk to mess food. Them up. They didn't have any Cheetos
or immunizations.
Yeah, so they
so yeah, I know, but gosh, it's
I don't know what they did to kids that were like distracted. Mm. They probably just got them in line.
They probably just got abused.
Beat. Yeah. Okay, number 21. Walking with thy superior in the house or garden, give them the upper right hand and walk not just even with him. Cheek be Joel.
Jowl?
I don't know. It's J-O-L-L. But a little behind him, yet not too distant, as that it shall be troublesome. Wow. It's so specific.
Yeesh.
Okay, number 22. Look not boldly or wishfully into the face of thy superior.
Wishfully.
Yeah.
What could they be wishing?
I don't know. I guess just look
away. I wish
you'd
give me candy.
To look upon one in company and immediately whisper to another is unmannerly.
Oh, that's very unmannerly.
Number 24. Stand not before superiors with thine hands in thy pockets.
Oh, take them out.
Scratch not thy head.
Hands and scratch not other things when you're... Got your hands in your pockets.
Wink,
no.
Wink not with thine eyes, but thine eyes modestly looking straight before thee and thine hands behind thee.
Yeah. Now, don't even know what to say. No winketh you. You, those hands. Okay, so hands are important. They should be seen because you don't know where those hands are wandering to.
Right.
But if they're behind you, I guess... They can't be doing too much.
I suppose. Hmm. All right, last couple. 25. Be not among equals froward, froward and fretful. I don't know what froward means, but be gentle and affable. And then the final one, number 26, whisper not in company.
Oh, they didn't use any scripture in any of those.
They didn't.
They could have referred to some, but okay.
Well... I think that it is probably the one rule, you know, train up a child in the way that they should go. Yeah. That's the only scripture they have to give.
That's a lot.
It is.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about today.
We've moved on. Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, what say you about our little 25 manners for kids and toddlers?
The first one that she lists is always say please and thank you. Send a thank you note when someone has done something for you. When's the last time you received a thank you note? Well, in our group here, our church family, I feel sending thank you notes a lot. We have a card ministry. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Debbie.
Yeah.
And so we're sending cards a lot. So that's nice, right?
I think it's nice. I love getting a handwritten note. And you don't see those very often anymore.
No, and she talked about, and we'll just touch on it briefly, some people don't even know how to write out a thank you card properly. She says, don't start out with saying thank you immediately. She says, first, acknowledge the gift or whatever it was that the service they may have done for you. Acknowledge them, acknowledge the service or gift or whatever, and then thank you for such and such. That's what she says to do. So that's the proper way. She also said that you really want to know how somebody really is. If you're out to eat, see how they treat the waiter.
Yeah.
And that's a good insight into how their character might be.
True.
Or probably is. Yeah. I mean, have you ever been with someone and you're so uncomfortable because whoever you're with, they are quite short and abrupt with the server. Like, yeah, get me the such and such. I'm like, please don't do that. You know, like, I'm mortified.
Yeah. Or if something goes wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's a big stink about it.
Yes.
I mean, the poor server, they usually it's not their fault.
Mm.
It's the cook or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Okay, what's the next one?
Do not interrupt people who are speaking with each other unless it's an emergency. And she talked about how a child is not at the top of the pecking order. Okay.
Right.
So many times children today, they have not had those lessons that we just went over. A lot of children are just entitled, and it's a big problem in this country. But children need to learn that, yeah, they are important, of course. But when adults are speaking, it's not okay for children to just come in and interrupt and hang on the mom or the dad or whatever.
Yeah.
She talked about that.
Yeah, I liked the way she talked about being deaf in the bathroom.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that was, yeah, that's later.
She just pretends like she can't hear a thing.
Yes. And she also said that her son was so used to that he had something really urgent when he was older that he wanted to say when she came out of the bathroom. He's like, Mom, I really have something.
Somebody broke their arm and he was just waiting
that
for
was
her.
A different thing. That was, yeah, when, that's right. There was something with the touching thing. Just touch. My mom used to make me do that. Yeah. If she was talking to other adults, I could only go up and just touch her arm and not tap, 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 tap. Not that. Just the touch. And then when she was ready, then that's when I was really young, though.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is keep negative opinions to yourself and share only those things with those who you're really close to. What you think about, you bring about, and people don't want to hear it.
Imagine if we kept our negative opinions to ourselves.
Yeah, I know.
We would have no social media.
I know.
We'd have no news.
Yes. And she goes on to say, teach children gratitude and positive thinking. Instead of, you know, so many people are so used to venting to just anyone, like you just pointed out. But I have to say, whenever my kids, I think I've said this before on the podcast, if they have something that they're grumbling about something they've interpreted or whatever, and I point out like a flip on it, like, well, maybe they were distracted by, can't stand that. And then recently, my daughter Ellis switched it up on me. I said something about someone or something. And then Ellis pointed out, well, Mom, she tried to say that perhaps this was happening and that. And then I got a little frustrated. She goes, I'm just doing what you do.
A taste of your own medicine there, Mama.
I was like, oh, yes, I understand.
I wrote down in my notes for that one, don't back up the dump truck. I have been guilty of that in the past, and I apologize to you or whoever's listening, my good friends. You know, I have been guilty of that, just backing up that dump truck. Like, here it comes. Beep, beep, beep. I'm going to dump it.
Yeah. Well, there's a fine line between sharing each other's burdens and also being a little bit too... Yeah. Negative or too much.
Yeah.
Just keep in mind Ephesians 4:29. You're not lifting someone up and edifying them. Just keep, shut it.
By
shut
the way, this gal who we're talking about that we watched her video, she gives scripture throughout.
Oh, so she sure does.
It's really good.
Yes. She also says, don't call people names. And she mentions, by the way, that at the time she was watching Anne with an E.
Yeah.
And I watched that whole series. That was right when the pandemic started.
Uh-huh.
And we watched that. And it's definitely interesting. Like she said, it's kind of like Little House on the Prairie. It's not quite true to the actual book, but it's similar. But anyway, she points out words are powerful. So please don't call people names.
Especially names regarding attributes that it's just like how their nose is or how their feet are, what their hair looks like or whatever. Just leave them alone.
Yeah. When people ask you how you are, tell them you're fine. And that's it. It's kind of a matter of a social manner of convention,
right.
You know,
yeah.
They're not really wanting to know how you are. And there is a time and a place where you can do that. But in a greeting, it's more proper. What was that?
I put my foot down.
Put your foot down.
This thing came apart.
Oh, that's better.
Sorry.
There we go. Okay.
Okay, sorry. All is well.
All is well.
Oops.
Anyway, you just, people don't really want to hear your troubles at the moment when you're doing a greeting. Right. So save that for maybe later in a deeper conversation. Okay, the next one is be a good guest. Be on time. Mm-hmm. Oh, Tracy's looking at me like I'm not always on time. Touche.
Okay.
Touche. Okay. Also, be a good host, too. It goes both ways. But if you arrive and you're a guest, ask them how you can help.
Yeah.
Maybe even just saying, thank you for inviting me, or I'm glad to be here. Something like that. Be present.
Always nice.
Yes. She points out with children, when they have been a guest at someone else's house, don't do the parlor tricks. And I thought, what's a parlor trick? And she says, don't say in front of everybody to your child, what do you say to Mrs. Smith?
Yeah.
She says, have like a secret phrase. Say something like, did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was it. Did you have a good time? And that would be like the cue.
A prompt, yeah.
A prompt, right, to say, thank you for having me, Mrs. Smith. Because the other way around puts the child on the spot.
Right.
And in the end, if they do it the other way, the child kind of becomes like the star in a way. Okay, number 7, knock on closed doors and wait for a response before you enter. And this is when she's saying that she would be in the bathroom, and at any time the children would knock or whatever, she'd say, I can't hear you.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, wait for a response. That's important. Number 8 was about I missed the first part of what she actually said, but it was about how to make introduction, like a proper introduction. If you're shaking hands, do a firm handshake. Look them in the eye. Speak clearly. And I always told my girls, speak not only clearly, but don't mumble.
Yeah. She was also talking about being on the phone. So when you answer the phone,
okay,
you would say, hello, this is Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
I remember certain families that I grew up with, they would say things like, Giraffe Residence, this is Tracy, can I help you? Stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like, my family didn't go there. Mm-hmm. We didn't do that. But I know of, and I also know of some families in our church that used to do that. They would teach their kids, Giraffe Residence, this is Tracy, mm-hmm. how can I help you? Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Never use foul language. Mm. And as I said on Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Another phone call. Downton Abbey, vulgarity is no substitute for wit.
True that.
Yeah. And it's not.
No, it's not. I personally, I am all for that. Vulgar mm-hmm. language really doesn't have a place in our culture. But yet, you hear it all the time.
I'm sometimes guilty of it, but I don't like to use it in everyday conversation or substitute for words, you know, because certain words, like the F word, like that's used as an adverb, a noun, an adjective. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, but it's even a nonverbal.
So it's sign language too. She just gave me the sign language.
Well, I get that all
naughty,
the time.
Naughty, naughty.
I get that when I drive. I get that one-fingered salute. I shouldn't even have a driver's license.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, next.
Okay, next one is offer to carry heavy items for others, especially women. And she pointed out how she and her husband were at some conference or something. And then there were these boys that had their hands in their pockets. And then the husband, who doesn't normally intervene, he said, hey, did you ask the lady if she needs help? And they said, we did. But she said no. She refused. So then, what's her name that's doing this?
Colleen.
Colleen. She said that, and she does make a good point. When you say yes to people offering to help you, it is an act of humility and charity to say yes. And I agree, but on this, at the same token, if three strapping young men came up to me and I'm alone and they asked if they could help me when I'm struggling, I would feel a little bit like, I don't know if they're going to overtake me, because that's an issue, and it's
true.
It's definitely a problem, and it's kind of probable.
Yeah, plus if they were in the 1700s and they had the Book of Rules, they wouldn't have those hands in their pockets now, would they, Catherine?
They would not.
No.
They would be where they could be seen.
Hands not in thy pockets.
Hands not. Or behind them.
Okay.
Okay. When at a standing room only function, offer to relinquish your seat. So, and I would say not nice. Just a standing room only, but in any case, you know, whether you're on a train or there's no more seats to be had.
That's what standing room only means.
Well, I thought of it as like standing room only theater where this... Okay, fine.
That's what fine. It means.
Shut up.
It means if there's no seat.
Okay.
And it's
standing. Well, at least I get the rule.
Okay. Okay, go on, please.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord, help me.
Yes. Help her.
Help me.
Help her.
Oh. If you bump into somebody, say, excuse me.
Oh, yes, please.
I hate when people do that. I get bumped all the time.
Do you?
They don't so much as nothing.
Yeah.
Usually because they're on their phone.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I'm going to bump into you really hard next time I walk past.
Rude. Rude.
Rude.
Look around and see if you can open a door for somebody else.
Yeah, that's always nice.
Yes, it is. Okay, this is not too often, but offer your umbrella for shelter, especially for women and elderly. Okay, the next one, cover your mouth when you cough, sneeze, or yawn.
See?
And do it into your sleeve. Yeah. Don't do it on your hand.
Don't be gross.
Mm-hmm. I got to flip my page. Hang on. Okay, number 16 is when adult asks you to do something, do it with a smile and don't grumble.
Yeah, and be glad you're not in the 1700s where they have all kinds of rules.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot fewer now.
Yeah. Okay. Now, when you go out, dress properly for each occasion. You're representing yourself. And she points out that in the late 60s, we kind of lost that. People used to dress up all the time.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she even pointed out that you're representing your family, you're representing your family name, you're representing yourself.
It's the culture.
Yeah.
I mean, things have gone off the rails with attire.
Well, wearing your pajamas out and about is, now I've been guilty of that, like hurry up and put a coat on and a quick.
To do what though? Not to, like, go to church.
No, maybe run up to the Dollar General, which, you know,
Dollar General is... You've been up to the Dollar General in your pajamas?
May have. I don't know. I've checked the mail. But, I mean, only in the winter when I've had a coat, like a long coat over.
Yeah.
But it's only, like, a quick...
Didn't I tell you about those two boys that came to my door not too long ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they wanted to know, they came up and rang my doorbell. They wanted to know if I would pay them to do yard work.
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't have a rake. They didn't have a shovel. They were in their pajamas.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
I would have thought the same. Come dressed for the occasion. Act like you want to
try out my couch.
Right. Also, casual does not mean careless. Okay. So if something says dress casual, it does not mean dress careless.
Do you know my grandparents, like I'm thinking of my Grandma Rose specifically.
Mm-hmm.
She used to love to wear really grungy clothes around the house, like pedal pushers, you know, like those long shorts and like a flannel shirt, totally not put together. But if that woman was going outside of the house, she was put together.
Wow.
She put herself together. She did not just run out in any old thing.
Yeah. My cousin Christy is like that. In fact, she's had people ask her, why do you dress up all the time? She's like, I just like to. I just like to be put together when I go out.
She always looks nice.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next one is learn and use prop Oh, proper table manners. So there's a way to put your cloth napkin on your lap with your left hand. I think if you're right-handed, you use your left hand. Okay, so my parents were very strict on manners. And my dad, I would say my dad even more than my mom. I mean, elbows at the table were forbidden.
No.
I had to sit up straight. We had to push our chair in after we were done eating. We did not have to say, may I be excused or anything like that. I don't remember that. But using the utensils properly, that I don't recall that being. Well, yeah, no, actually that too. My dad would show us how to cut with the knife properly, how to set it down gently. Don't slam it down. All of that stuff.
Fun. Sounds like fun.
Yes.
At your house.
I know. Yeah, no.
At my house, my mom would be reading the paper at the table on one end.
Oh.
And at the other end, my dad would be making all these sloshy noises with his mouth.
Oh, no.
It was terrible.
That was not allowed.
Oh, it was rough.
Yeah. And there's a certain way to set your silverware, your utensils, when you're done eating, so that if you're at a place where you have a server, the server knows you're done. And I know the English way. I don't know how we do it here, but I know.
You'd put them on your plate, like, upside down. So, like, you put your fork upside down on your plate or put your spoon across that on your plate, and it just signals that you're done.
Yeah, and lay it across, I think. Mm-hmm. Eat the food that's before you. That's biblical. So if you don't like it, Just eat it anyway.
Ugh.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, right.
Okay. And also, pinky out. That's an insult. That is not a tea gesture. That is something that is, I don't know how it became like this saying for when you sip your tea, put your pinky out. It's actually rude.
Okay. Rude.
So don't do that. Be a good sport, whether you win or lose. Do not be a sore winner and do not be a sore loser.
That's good.
Okay, now, cell phone etiquette. I was looking forward to this one. No one wants to hear your conversation.
Yeah.
When I was going to tell you this, when we were at the airport.
Yes.
On the way home.
Oh, yeah.
I was so aggravated by that man who was, and many people do this. They have a conversation in public where people are close.
Yeah.
In proximity to them. And they're on the speakerphone.
Yeah.
And everybody around them hears the person on the other end and him.
Yeah.
Or her. I one time was at Home Goods, and this woman was she sat in one of the chairs that was actually furniture for sale.
Yeah.
And she was sitting in it, and I'm trying to look for a rug, you know, and she's right there. And she was on speakerphone, a conference call for like 30 minutes or more. And anyway, this happens all the time in retail stores or wherever. And in the checkout line, and people are on speakerphone. Like, it's so rude.
Well, I think it's hard, too, when they have the little thing in their ear and you can't see it.
Oh, I can't stand that.
And they're just talking out loud.
No.
Okay, it happened to me in a public bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the stall.
Yes.
This is in my book.
Yes.
I was in the stall, and this woman comes in, and she sits in the stall next to me, and I think she's just going to do her thing, you know. And this was many years ago, so it was before cell phones were as much as they are today.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I don't know, more than 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and she says, "Hi, how are you?" And I go, "I'm good. How are you? How are you?" And it was crickets. And then I forget, she said something else, but I thought she was talking to me.
Yeah, of course she did.
Yeah, because I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody else
was there. There were no other feet.
No. It was confusing.
Oh, man. I know. That is one thing, too. Like, when people are shopping and they have that little Bluetooth thing on their ear.
Yes, yes.
And they just, and then they're like, this, like what you just said. Hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, whatever they might say. And you're like, you feel kind of like, wait, should I respond?
Yeah. I'll see people, a lot of delivery drivers. Okay. So FedEx, UPS, mm-hmm. Amazon,
mm-hmm.
they've got that little doodad in their head, you know. And they're talking and talking away. And I think they're talking to me. And I'm like, are they talking to me?
They're
not talking to me?
Yeah, there's a guy in Frankfurt who he does... okay, I'm not going to say what he does, but he services many businesses. Mm-hmm. He always does it. He will come up to you and talk to you while talking to the person on the Bluetooth thing.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Yes, yep. Yes, that's the person.
Yep.
Oh, it drives me crazy. Okay. And also when you have your cell phone, be present with the person that you're with.
Yeah.
My daughter pointed out to me just recently, we were at a thing together and I was looking at my phone or something. And my daughter, it was my daughter, Alice. She says, Mom, be present.
Yeah.
And I said, you're right. I'll put this away. And yeah. So, because.
Well, it's a healthier situation for our relationships for us to be present in front of the person who's in front of mm-hmm. us.
It is. Because you're sending a message that if you are on your phone and you're with someone, you're kind of sending a message to the person you're with that you're not really with them. You don't really yeah. care. And so
when I'm doing shows, if somebody's oh, yeah. on their phone, mm-hmm. I hate it.
I know you do.
I hate it. Mm-hmm. I remember the show I did one time. I don't know if you remember this, but it was at the Piatone High School. Mm-hmm. And it was a pretty big show. Like, people were packed in. It might have been the first one that the church did at the Piatone High School.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of people there. And this woman was in the front row on the phone.
No. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. No, I don't think I knew that.
And I can't remember what, you know, I try to give people some nonverbals. Like, I'll come near them or I'll look at them or mm-hmm. whatever. But it's like, put your phone away.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Men especially, take off your hat when you are entering anywhere, not just church, but anywhere. For some reason, we have become a society where the hat is on all the time and it's yeah. acceptable.
Yeah.
But no, it's kind of rude, and it's just more proper to take it off.
Yeah.
Help women and elderly with their coats and jackets. Would be a nice gesture.
Very nice.
And what is something, this may sound oldie worldy or outdated to you as a listener, maybe, but it's really not. It's really something that's quite, we're just losing these things. So it's quite kind and just a nice gesture to do. Yeah. Men walk on the curbside when they're walking with a woman. And that's typically because on the curbside, it's a little bit more dangerous, or, you know, you could get splashed by whatever goes by, things like that. Okay, number 24, hold the car door open for others, especially women and elderly. So when my daughter Alice was dating her now fiance Tristan, that was one thing I used to look out for, to see if he was going to hold the door open for her.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought to myself, oh, what am I going to do if he doesn't? But he did. And then one time we went to take photographs for one of the proms or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched him hold Ellis's dress up and open the door for her. And I was like, that's sweet. He just got a bump up on the
He's on a the nice young man.
He sure is. Number 25, be on time.
Yes.
Tracy.
Yes.
I am not always late. You're late too sometimes.
Well, everybody's late sometimes.
Well, you're looking at me like I'm in trouble.
You're not in trouble
there.
Well, that was fun.
Yes.
Now share with our audience, uh-oh, Catherine, why you think it matters. Why do manners matter?
Because it's an insight of your character. And good character is to show that you're mindful of others. You're putting somebody else before yourself, mm-hmm, and it's a matter of virtue. And we don't want to lose our virtues. So our manners matter because it's a virtuous habit to have.
Yeah.
And it's also, like I just said, it's an insight to your character. And you want your character to be polite. Even if you're not surrounded by polite society, don't you want to kind of stand out? Don't you want to be respected? Do you want to show others respect and be respected? I do.
I totally agree with you. That's why we need to continue to look at it in ourselves. You know, mm-hmm, like obviously we're in our 50s mm-hmm. and we know a lot of these things, but it's just always a good reminder to, oh yeah, we need to make sure that we are mindful mm-hmm. of these types of things when we're engaging with people.
Yeah.
You know, I did learn through the research of this episode, there's a difference between etiquette and manners. Etiquette is what's culturally acceptable. Mm-hmm. You know, so like if you go to Japan and the culture is you take off your shoes when you go into the house, mm-hmm. that's etiquette. It's based on just culture, okay? Manners is more a reflection of the inner person.
Yeah.
And just being kind to others. You know, I guess if you could sum it gentle. Up, it's be kind, right?
Yeah, and gentle. Yeah, speaking of Japan, we had a Japanese foreign exchange student, and we were, you know, just kind of trained on that. And we were told they do not say thank you. But it doesn't mean they don't have other ways of showing gratitude. Like they bow and they yeah. do other things, but they are not accustomed to saying thank you. So that was so, I was very glad to get that information ahead of time, because I would have been like, right, rude. He ate like a horse and he's not saying thank you.
Yeah.
Which was true.
But it's good to know what other cultures do.
Absolutely.
So then you're aware. So if you're going to be traveling somewhere, mm-hmm. you know, find out what they do.
Yeah. You don't want to offend anyone, and you don't want to be offended.
No, you do not. All right. Let's share some scripture mm-hmm. with our listeners. Philippians 2, verses 3 through 11.
Okay.
Okay. It says this. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but rather in humility value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing. Taking the very nature of a servant and being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Christ Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Preach it, girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the word of God right there.
Yeah, it is.
That's so right. It's, you know, that's a good reminder for us. Mm-hmm. Call to action.
Mind your manners.
Just mind your manners, everybody. Well, you've been listening to the Life Happens, Laugh Anyway podcast. I'm still comedian Tracy DeGraff.
I'm still Catherine.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.